Step 2. Review and select. The process of reading and marking aspects that capture our attention in the text is done with a view to selecting something to work with. Just as when reading the text, the process of selecting should be done consciously. Take your time to meditatively go through those portions of the text that caught your interest when you first read through the reading. Feel free to hold the selected portions of the text in mind over a few days, perhaps reading through them whenever you get an opportunity. Just see what remains with you. It could be that what you need to work with presents itself in the very first reading of the text, or it might be that nothing seems to be presenting itself. In either case, remember that the experience you're having is a product of engaging with the text. The word always provides us with something to work with, and in those times when nothing seems to stand out from the text, we will still have our internal responses that experience as material to work with. People can get a little anxious about whether they're doing it right. There's no need. Just follow the 6 steps and work with what comes up for you. Try to be aware that in logopraxis work, while to all appearances you are the one selecting something to work with from the text, it is in fact the text itself that is looking to work in you. Through the text, the Lord supplies what's needed for our work and regeneration. From Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of the articulations and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Working in the here and now. From a logopraxis perspective, this can be understood in terms of being present to the Lord and our own inner states in any given moment, but especially when engaging with the text. This idea is an important one so far as logopraxis work is concerned. Logopraxis seeks to instill a greater sense of awareness of the Word as the Lord present with us. It takes effort to give attention to our reading of the text so that it falls fresh onto new ground in our minds. Through giving conscious attention to the process of reading, the way is opened so that new insights can present themselves. Without such attention, the text remains something passive for us. It is more likely to become lost in the well-worn ruts of established meanings and associations we unconsciously bring to the process of the reading. Through conscious attention, we prepare the psychological soil of our minds and increase the possibility for fresh insights to arise in our awareness. When our attention is consciously focused on reading for application, rather than reading for information, our experience of the text is enriched and becomes something active and living. The word in us responds to the text before us, and the two meet in the heightened perspective sensitivities conscious attention brings. This sensitivity manifests as a sphere of receptiveness to those insights that are directly related to the application of spiritual principles revealed in the text to life. The act of attending to the word as we engage with it as an expression of loving the Lord, and to do this with a view to supporting others, is, in logopraxis terms, what it means to love our neighbour. Conscious attention brings our focus into the here and now so that we can be present both to the Lord as the Word and to our responses as we read. This is an incredibly useful practice for building a higher degree of sensitivity to recognizing the quality of spiritual associations that are present with us in any given moment, whether it's in reading the text or being in the effort to implement a task or being present to others in our life groups or providing summaries of our work online or trying to bring a spiritual perspective to deal with aspects of daily life. If we can make an effort to give up the habitual states that reading normally evokes for us, then when we come to the word, we may find that something higher can be present, whereby our experience of the text working in our life will be that much more real in the here and now of reading it. It can be surprising what presents to our awareness when we read with a view to observing our inner responses. Attending to our states as we read will yield material that will reflect attitudes we have towards it, that prior to bringing an attitude of attention, we've been largely unaware of. Attention will help us see more clearly what kinds of things we skip over, ignore, are drawn to, what repels us, and what we would dismiss as being irrelevant, etc. All our reactions and responses to the text contain material for inner work. They are, after all, what the text brings up for us, or what the Lord as the Word would have us see. Struggling to engage with the text. If coming to the text is a struggle, if staying with it is a struggle, if finding a principle or formulating a task is a struggle, then take the opportunity to step back from being taken by that struggle and use it as a basis for your work. Your task when you can't find a task is to observe what struggling with the text brings up for you. What is your response to the struggle? What kind of self-talk arises? What is the quality of this dialogue? Where does this come from? Your struggle with the text is a microcosm that will provide you with insights into the attitudes and responses that are present in every struggle you face. Working with the text in this way allows the Lord to build what is of Himself in us that will have a positive flow and effect into every area of our life.